This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to play the audio from Dane Fletcher coming up here, sounding off on the city of Bozeman pushing this divisive rainbow pot pride flag. Dane Fletcher had some great comments on Instagram and elsewhere kind of earlier this week or late last week, and so I reached out to Dane. He was gracious enough to let us share his comments on the air here. I've got a full story on our Montana Talks website right now for you. Speaking of our Montana Talks website, a couple other stories I wanted to highlight here real quick. Our producer, Caden Bjornsted, you know, he's the sports guy around here. He's been umpiring a lot of games this summer, serving the community in that great way. And big thanks to all those who referee or umpire. I mean, we couldn't have these youth sports without you. But he wrote this, just posted it on our Montana Talks website. Football may be right around the corner, but playoff baseball is in full swing across the country here in Montana. Eyes turn north to Medicine Hat, Alberta for the 2025 Legion Baseball Montana Alberta Class AA State Championship Tournament. So he's got a whole rundown here on that tournament action that's now on our Montana Talks website. Also, I saw a story. I just shared this one on our Montana Talks website as well. Tracy Taylor, she's one of our newer contributors here. She's on one of the music radio stations here, and great gal, just seemed like a great family. She just took the family on a trip, because like I say, they're relatively new to Montana, and so they just took the family on a trip kind of across the state of Montana, but they went and did a tour of the beautiful Montana state capital in Helena, and so she took several great photos and shares some of the history and more of Montana's capital. Speaking of traveling, our friend Lightbrows in Hardin. Lightbrows in Hardin, great guy. I've got to meet him and hang out a few times with Lightbrows in Hardin. He is an incredible Special Forces veteran who actually served in Somalia, who actually served in Mogadishu and so many other places all over the world. But Lightbrows in Hardin, speaking of Somalia, says this. He said, just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. He says, I just returned from Little Somalia, Minneapolis. How depressing they are everywhere in the city. They are not assimilating. The city is going down the tubes quickly. They seem to control the city. They vote as a block. They talk about how great their country is, and they're not talking about the USA. Liberalism is killing the city. I hope the rest of the state of Minnesota can save itself from what is happening in the once great city of Minneapolis. That is from Lightbrows in Hardin, who has been to actual Mogadishu, who's been to actual Somalia, who is telling us about just returning from his trip to Little Somalia, Mogadishu, Minneapolis. All right, Lightbrows, thanks for your service. Thanks for that message. The audio, Dane Fletcher sounding off. He's back in the game. Dane Fletcher sounding off on the far-left city of Bozeman, hoisting their divisive flag as the official flag of Bozeman. Wait till you hear this right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some sun today and some scattered showers and storms developing as well, especially in the afternoon hours. High temperature readings will stay up in the mid-80s. For tonight, scattered shower and storm chances mainly before midnight. Temperatures drop into the mid-50s in Bozeman, around 60 in Billings. The outlook for Wednesday calls for some sun along with some more afternoon showers and storms. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health, a dubious distinction for Detroit, selected as the country's most stressed city, according to the American Psychological Association. The Motor City has the highest unemployment rate in the U.S. at nearly 11.5%, along with the lowest household income when factoring in the cost of living, just over $38,000 a year. Cleveland comes in second, due mostly to a higher average household income, just under $43,000 when adjusted for living costs. Cleveland also has the fourth highest rate of families falling behind on bills, the second highest foreclosure rate, and it leads the nation in divorces at over 41%. On the most stressed cities list, Baltimore's number three, with the average rent for a two-bedroom apartment consuming nearly 40% of household income, the third highest rental burden in America. For the record, the country's least stressed city right now, South Burlington, Vermont. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, so I've tried to stay off social media since the new year, especially anything politically, just move on. But I believe that the city, once again, is given inches and they're taking miles, and it demands our attention as taxpaying citizens here in Bozeman on what the f*** is going on. As you can guess, it has a lot to do with Bozeman adopting the pride flag here on city property. If you've lived under a rock the last few months, the state of Montana has banned it on all government and state-owned property, which makes sense, not having a flag revolving around sexuality in any state or city property. Makes sense, in my opinion. I know I'm getting ridiculed for this video. Same people that ridiculed me for the campers, Black Lives Matters, you name it. It's the same group. I saw the commission meeting. It's, again, it's the same people advocating, speaking up under George Soros's wing here and getting paid. Like, that's what it is. I'll give you a little backbone to the story. It's Emma Bodie leading this one. Emma Bodie is a commissioner here in Bozeman. Once again, she is a DEI appointee, which means that she did not get voted in by us citizens here in Bozeman. She was appointed by the commission to fill the other DEI hire for the commission, which was Chris Coburn, black gay guy, gets the role filled by white gay girl. So that's how that rolls. There's 11 other applicants. I know for a fact one of those applicants was an attorney, but, you know, the commission assumes that somebody that's in her 20s, and they've made it clear in their statements that she brings the diversity that the group needs. So there you go. That's your answer. And now, seeing how this affects our tax dollars, affects us all, and that's why I'm bringing attention to it. There's a lot to bark up this tree. I didn't go to the commission meeting because I'm over the commission meetings. You go there, you're not heard. It's clear that you're not heard. They have their own agenda. It's written out. That's what's going to happen. And they approved it. So now we got a pride flag hanging at equal heights, an American flag and the Montana flag, which I also have an issue with. Why the is that pride flag hanging equally as high as an American flag? Doesn't make any sense, and higher than the prisoner of war flag. So that's what these people think of that. Nonetheless, I looked at getting a flag outside of my business. I wanted the biggest American flag in Montana, and if not, at least in Bozeman. But they're expensive. You're looking at least $6,000-$7,000. And once again, the commission, besides Fisher, I'll vouch for Fisher on this one because he seems like he's a business guy. The rest of the commission, they must just be boards and play with nonprofit money and play with other people's money. That I know that's a case for Emma. You know, when you have a business or you work for a business, you know the ins and outs and where every penny should go. When you bark up this tree by just wanting a pride flag, which doesn't make a lot of sense, and I'll go into that even more, but when you want this, it's one thing, but now we have to allocate for our city taxpayer dollar money to pay for six assistant attorneys under Greg Sullivan, the main attorney for the city of Bozeman. So they've geared up their attorneys for sure, the city of Bozeman has, to fight, you know, issues like this. So our tax dollars are now fighting this. Nonetheless, we're paying the commission $150,000 a year at least to waste our money on other things. So our money, our dollars are just going out. When we hang a pride flag, if you've If you don't know, the state of Montana has banned it on all other state and government properties. Now we are up against a lawsuit, the city of Bozeman against the state of Montana, which who's paying that, right? It's not Emma Boney. It's not the George Soros group. It's not those people paying this. It's us paying this. And when you have a state highway as our main street of Bozeman, I'm interested how this one's going to go out. Because they have state of emergencies. When a state of emergency takes place, say there is something devastating that happens in the city of Bozeman, the state could easily not allocate funds to the city of Bozeman at any point. Or, I mean, who knows what's going to go with this? But I know it's going to cost the city more and more money as we bark up these trees with the commission just making moves without us even voting them in. It's not even our option. And by listening to the commission meeting, you know, and people speaking up, public comment, nobody listened. And that's why I don't go to this. It's a joke. That's why I speak on behalf of the majority of Bozeman. We're not represented in the pride flag. You know, the pride flag, it's a symbol of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer pride and social movements. In nowhere in there is the straight, is being straight. So how are you going to fly a flag that's all-encompassing when it's not all-encompassing? And when the fuck has somebody not felt safe, right? I think that was Emma's statement, was the queer community is welcome here by flying this flag. Since when, if you're gay and you walk to fucking Bozeman, do you not feel safe or welcome? I mean, walk down the city of Bozeman, walk down our main street, everybody's fucking gay. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure people aren't going out and getting noosed or killed or anything like that anymore for being gay. I mean, that's not even a thing. Last time, you know, anything's actually happened downtown Bozeman serious that I can remember is two straight white guys getting attacked, stabbed, damn near murdered by illegal immigrants. So that's what I can remember. You could fill me in on what you remember. I just think that this pride flag is barking up a lot of trees. Once again, I speak on behalf of Bozeman here too, or America. Hey, nobody gives a anymore if you're gay, transgender. You know, I got my stipulations on the transgender thing if you're trying to, you know, go into women's sports and that, but nobody cares if you're queer, gay, bisexual. Nobody cares. Like, and I think it's pretty evident. You can go to any restaurant in Bozeman, you can go to any retail shop anywhere, and you're gonna be treated equal. Nobody cares. And what this does is it divides the city even more.
All right, let's hold it right there. There's another 30 seconds, and it's a good conclusion here by Dane Fletcher. This is a full audio of Dane Fletcher sounding off on Instagram here on this divisive flag debate. I'll come back to that right after this.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
President Trump, who continues to fuel the media's obsession with the Jeffrey Epstein story, though he would very much like for it to go away, with aggressive answers and sometimes contradictory answers. Yesterday, with the UK Prime Minister in Scotland, the president offered his first explanation of why he says he ended the relationship with Epstein. So you feel like it's probably going to be something involving young women? No, he says he did something. He hired help. And I said, don't ever do that again. He stole people that worked for me. I said, don't ever do that again. He did it again. And I threw him out of the place, persona non grata. I threw him out, and that was it. And then he pivoted to talking about Bill Clinton. Clearly, that gave the media a new lead, as Trump keeps doing. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, later this week, get this one on your calendars. We will be broadcasting live from Kalispell. I'll be set up on Thursday morning at Mountain Pass Safes and Coins right on Highway 2 in Kalispell. And then Friday, I'm going to be set up at Meadow Lake Golf Course in Columbia Falls. I'll be there for the Montana Chamber of Commerce Governor's Cup. In the meantime, phone lines are open for you. We'll have the microphones open in Kalispell. But in the meantime, phone lines are open if you want to call in to Montana Talks statewide right here.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
It's time to vote for the best.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection agriculture specialists intercepted fresh cherries infested with the European cherry fruit fly last month. The pest was discovered during a secondary inspection of a 5-pound bag of cherries that were coming into the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. The fruit was heavily infested with live fruit fly maggots and were being transported by someone flying to Detroit from Romania. The European cherry fruit fly has been found in New York counties, and they're under quarantine to prevent the fly from spreading to other parts of the nation, including Montana. The fruit fly is currently the pest that's infecting the most European cherries. And after last-minute talks in Scotland between the U.S. and the European Union, President Trump says the U.S. agreed to a 50% tariff on EU goods, half of what was initially threatened. In return, the EU will allow zero tariffs on select U.S. exports. Both sides praised the agreement, which they said will stabilize trade between the two economies. Part of the deal, the EU will drop tariffs to zero on select exports, including key agricultural products like beef, pork, grains, and specialty crops. Both leaders said the deal will stabilize trade in their marketplaces, which together account for roughly one-third of global commerce. EU officials called it a framework with specific details, including farm and food product quotas, to be finalized soon. I'm Lane Nordlund.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, so that audio that we were playing just as we went into that last break there, you can see the full video at MontanaTalks.com. Dane Fletcher tackles Bozeman's divisive city flag debate. You know, previously he has courageously weighed in on the transient so-called urban camping problem that has been facing Bozeman and Gallatin County. He also called out Bozeman city leaders for letting illegal aliens run rampant in the city. And by the way, wasn't that point that he made, Colin, if you've got reactions here that you want to share, or send us a message on the Montana Talks app as well, if you've seen the video, I thought that point he made was like, you know, when was the last time that somebody faced, discrimination or had something awful happen to them in downtown Bozeman? I mean, we had the fake, have you guys noticed this, how you have the fake hate crimes targeting the LGBTQ community? What was the last big high-profile hate targeting the LGBTQ community in Bozeman, Montana? It was a fake. It was a hoax. It was a guy who affiliated with the LGBT club on the MSU campus who was sending the hateful messages to the LGBTQ campus. God, it's almost like some of these people do this on purpose to get attention for their cause, to get attention for their group, to raise their little flag. It's almost like they do this stuff on purpose to then get attention and to get sympathy from the public at large so they can pretend to be martyrs, so they can push their agenda and shove it down your throats. When they're the ones that are filled with hate, when they're the ones that are filled with intolerance to people who view the world differently than they do. But that point that Dane Fletcher made here, he's like, okay, so again, oh yeah, who was the guy who was sending the anti-Asian hate messages on the Montana State University campus? It was an Asian student who ran the Chinese Student Association on campus. He was the one sending the anti-Asian messages out. They create the chaos, they then try to profit off the chaos. They create the disease so they can then profit off of selling the cure for the disease. It's very Fauci-esque, isn't it? So the LGBTQ, oh-so-oppressed community, are they oppressed in Bozeman, Montana? And the point that Dane Fletcher was making here was, you know, the last time anything actually happened downtown Bozeman serious that I can remember is two straight white guys getting attacked, stabbed, damn near murdered by illegal immigrants. That's what I can remember. You could fill me in on what you remember. That's the exact quote from Dane Fletcher's video here. And by the way, I would add to Dane Fletcher's downtown comments here, there were other serious incidents in downtown Bozeman. it wasn't just apparently two straight white guys that were stabbed and damn near murdered in downtown Bozeman by illegal aliens, but there have been young women. I don't know their race. I'm assuming they're white. But it doesn't matter. Black, brown, white, native, doesn't matter. Illegal aliens are sexually assaulting young women in Bozeman, Montana. Tell me who's oppressed and who the oppressor is here. For Pete's sake. All right, back to Dane Fletcher. This is about the final 1 minute or so of his video here.
What this does is it divides the city even more. And I think Fisher was 100% right on voting this down for that fact of matter. When he said that it alienates those who are not represented by the pride flag, and it causes more disruption than needs to be caused. Just why can't we all be represented under the American flag and the state of Montana flag? I'm pretty sure, last time I checked, that the American flag encompasses everything. Equality, freedom for all. So why do we need another size stamp flag that represents sexuality for just a minority of people? Don't get it. I don't get it. So,
all right, anyway, and then he concludes by saying, that was my effing rant on a Friday. So the full video from Dane Fletcher, MontanaTalks.com. All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. What's your answer to Dane's question there? Why can't we just all be represented by the American flag that represents all of us? Why can't we just all be represented by the Montana flag that represents all of us? What's your answer to his question? I mean, I could give you my answer. I think it ties in with another story of the day here, which is this radical far-left Islamic radical, the commie Mamdani, who's running for mayor of New York City. How can a radical Islamist also be pushing the rainbow flag agenda? Because, see, it's about trashing the American flag. It's about trashing America. It's about dividing Americans. Why do you think the same people that want to trash our military, that trash America as a fundamentally racist country, that push critical race theory, why do you think they're the same people pushing this divisive rainbow flag? Because maybe it has more to do with trashing the American flag in America than it does about whatever. The phone lines here, 406-294-0970. We got Jim in Belgrade listening to 1450 KMMS. Jim, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, yeah, I was just listening to what you were playing there, Aaron, about the pride flag and about that interview. And I guess I definitely am not a supporter of the pride flag agenda at all. But I also don't think that what Mr. Fletcher said there was 100% accurate. Or I don't support what he said 100%, because he said, who cares whether or not you're gay in downtown Bozeman? And I guess I care myself. I'm not in support of that movement at all. And I think that's part of the problem, is that so many people are thinking but not saying what they're thinking. And I think what everybody is thinking, or most people in this county are thinking, basically, is that it's not okay to be gay, basically. And, you know, we're primarily, it used to be a Christian organization, a Christian country, and basically homosexuality is an abomination to God, and it should be an abomination to us as Christians as well.
Well, I think it's kind of a turn of phrase here, right? Where when we say, because I've caught myself doing this before as well. Look, I don't care if you do this, or I don't care if you do that. Look, the reality is if you're somebody of faith, you do care about people. You do care about people, and you care about, you know, lifestyles, and that's why you have faith, and if you have a faith, you believe certain things. And what you or I or other of our listeners might believe about that lifestyle is going to be different from what they believe about that lifestyle. I think what the turn of phrase means was, well, look, I don't care if you're this or if you're that. I think it's kind of like, hey, I may disagree with your lifestyle, just like you disagree with my Christian beliefs or you disagree with Jim and Belgrade's Christian beliefs, right? Like, why is it okay for them to disagree with you, but it's not okay for you to disagree with them? And I think it's more of a turn of the phrase to say, look, hey, we're all Americans, and no matter what you do in your lifestyle that's different from what we do in our lifestyle, no matter what your beliefs are that differ from what my beliefs are, we can all still, you know, work together in unity and, you know, fight for, you know, public policy that benefits Montanans, limited government. It, you know, it's just kind of like this whole thing of like, okay, whether you're LGBT, RST, LNE, or what, like, if you live in Missoula, they just again are pushing to raise your taxes another 7% here. So no matter where you stand on, you know, faith and religion and all this other stuff, like, can we at least agree that they shouldn't be taking another 7% out of your back pocket? I think that's kind of what the turn of phrase is there by saying, well, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you do this or you do that. I think people do care. They even disagree on lifestyle issues. It's just more of a phrase to say that, hey, despite our disagreements on those issues, that shouldn't affect how you're voting on tax policy, et cetera, right? Hold that thought. I'll come back to you after the break. Jim, stand by.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Earlier this hour, I shared this message on the Montana Talks app from Lightbrows in Hardin. Talking about his recent trip to Little Mogadishu, Minneapolis, to Little Somalia, Minnesota. And anyway, on that front, you know, I mentioned this Kami Mamdani, this radical Islamist Kami Mamdani, who's the leading candidate for mayor of New York City. But there's another far-left Islamist who is apparently emerging as a front-runner for mayor of Minneapolis as well, Omar Fateh. If you haven't seen this guy, straight out of Black Hawk Down. Anyway, I'll give you an update on that story here. But first, let me see if Jim in Belgrade is still on the phone lines. Jim, I know you wanted to react to what I had to say there leading into the last break. What did you want to share?
Yeah, I guess it's my last comment here, Aaron, is I don't know, it's probably something that that needs to be looked at by someone in the legal profession, maybe, as to whether or not the city of Bozeman even has authority to be making the kind of decisions they're making regarding the pride flag. Obviously, they're flying in the face of the state law here, but does their city charter even give them authority to even designate a pride flag or even get involved in those types of activities or decisions? It's
a really good question.
Far outside government preview, you know.
Well, what did we learn during the whole property tax debate? Or if some people knew it before that, but what was raised, what was kind of an interesting, you know, thing that a lot of people learned during the property tax debate during the legislative session? So the city of Billings. Oh, okay. I think that was Jim hanging up there. All right, Jim. Yeah, great question. I think that's all he wanted to say then. There we go. Yeah, Jim raised a great question there, which is, okay, are they even legally able to do this under their own city charter? Are they able to waste taxpayer funds? Because that's one of the other things that Dane Fletcher pointed out here. Are they able to waste taxpayer funds so that they can fly their divisive flag? And how much is it costing the city? How much is it costing taxpayers, many of whom have been taxed out of their homes or taxed out of the ability to get into a home or zoned out of their ability to get into a home by an overreaching city government? And yet here they go again, wasting more money on city attorneys to argue over this stuff with the state. But yeah, good question about, does the city charter even allow them to do that? Because you remember, the cities only have their authority that has been granted to them, that is allowed to them by the state. Some of you are like, wait, what do you mean? Okay, so remember, during the property tax debate of this recent legislative session, the city of Billings, Montana, and Sunburst, Montana. I know Tim and Savage knows where Sunburst is. Of course, just north of Shelby, just south of the Canadian border, by the Border Patrol station there. They're basically two of, maybe the only two, at least two of the only, if not the only two, where, okay, the state delivers property tax relief to residential property taxpayers. Well, then these local city governments in these counties say, oh, well, we don't want to give property tax relief to our taxpayers. So then they adjust the mills so they can keep taking more from you, even though they're already getting a lot more from you every year, right? Especially the counties that are growing. Well, so then that's when the city of Billings started using their lawyers and their lobbyists and their leadership behind the scenes, talking to legislators in Helena, saying, hey, our city charter has a cap that says we can't unilaterally raise taxes on our property taxpayers without getting their permission first. But we want you to tell us that we can bust our cap. We want you to tell us that we can ignore our own city charter. You guys remember that? Remember when we had city council member Jennifer Owen on talking about this and exposing how they wanted to bust a cap on their own taxpayers? And she was exposing it and calling it out. And so again, like, oh, when they want to take more of your money and they want to keep more of your money, even though the state says, you know, we're going to give you some residential property tax relief, they say, well, you know what? Hey, the only reason we're even a city, the only reason we're even a city government, the only reason we even are allowed to have a city charter is because we derive our authority from the state of Montana. And the state has said, okay, we recognize Billings. We recognize Yellowstone County. We recognize Bozeman. We recognize all these places, right? And so they say, well, we only get our authority from the state anyway. So, hey, state, thanks for telling us that we can go screw over our own taxpayers. Now, in violation of our own city charter. And then here you have Bozeman, which derives its authority from the state of Montana, saying, F you, state of Montana, we're going to fly this divisive rainbow flag no matter what you say. Let's go to Jeff in Bozeman. Jeff, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
Hey, Aaron. Jeff Krause here.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, the former mayor of Bozeman. Man, if anybody would know this answer, it'd be you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, the state definitely holds close its authority to regulate taxes. So as much as the city of Bozeman or Billings would like to run amok with taxes more than they already do so, it just isn't allowed. It's a little bit, it's very similar to when Missoula tried to regulate gun shows and gun sales, and the Supreme Court had to tell them no, all of the issues around guns are reserved to the state legislature. Pretty much the same with taxation. And I think maybe there is something of an issue there with the flag. It just isn't as well established as the taxes or guns. They're in the Constitution, so they're pretty... so you're on pretty solid ground when you say, no, that belongs to the state of Montana. But, the property tax issue, I think we're all going to see, some of us are going to be happy, but you better make that house on the lake your primary residence unless you want to get taxed incorrectly.
Good point. Good point. Yeah, good point. They're going to, because the taxes are going up on second homes. So, yeah, make the more expensive home if you're one of the folks that's in that nice position. Make the second home your primary home. And then, great point. So, did you see this absurd editorial in the Bozeman Daily Chronicle? Now, I thought they were trying to make the Bozeman Daily Chronicle less comical, but here they go. This is our view in snubbing Helena's overreach. Bozeman wins one for the Gipper. They claim that the state legislature was trampling on local control. And in this same laughable piece that you mentioned, gun control, they argued that the state was overreaching when they told Missoula, no, you can't enact gun control at the local level. This is the most absurd, one of the most absurd editorials I've seen in forever. And it was written apparently by Jeff Welsh, who was a sports reporter that was constantly pushing against women's sports and supported allowing men into women's sports. He's a left-wing ideologue. I thought the Bozeman Daily Chronicle was trying to move in a better direction. Oh. Shoot, it sounds like you're breaking up there. Yeah, it sounds like you're breaking up. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, former Mayor Jeff Krause, if you get better cell coverage, you know, Bozeman's got, they can hoist all this money to hoist rainbow flags, but they can't get decent cell coverage. Isn't that funny? Yeah, Jeff, if you get better cell phone coverage, give us a call back. Yeah, you were breaking up a little too much there, because I definitely want to hear what you have to say about this and more. And then also, hey, if you were still on the Bozeman City Commission, or if you were mayor of Bozeman right now, what would you do? Looks like he is back on the line. Okay, do we have you back now, Mr. Ex-Mayor?
Yeah, the ex-mayor, you know, I see these things. It's been a while now since I've subscribed to the Chronicle, so I know I did not read the editorial, because they are, as you say, laughably leftist. And what I would tell you, Aaron, is that guns, it's right in the Constitution of the state of Montana, and the legislation in the state of Montana. So anytime someone wants to make a run at that, we have the Constitution to fall back on. So,
that's right. Federal and state, yeah.
Yeah, but especially the state Constitution for us here in Montana. As far as this flag thing goes, I think they claim it's administrative, but, you know, the people that are always agitating for local control always sound to me like the guy standing in the schoolhouse door down there in Alabama and whatever it was, 1964, saying, mm-hmm. And especially on issues of civil rights, standing at the schoolhouse door saying, no, we're not going to let black people in our schoolhouse.
That's what the Democrats sound. Yeah, it was Democrats then, and it's Democrats now, pushing intolerance once again. Hey, great point. Hey, Jeff, if you can, stand by, because I'd love to get your take on, if you were mayor right now, what would you do for the city of Bozeman? Plus, Kendall Cotton had a great response to this absurd Bozeman Daily Chronicle editorial. I'll share that after the break as well. All right, stand by if you can, for Mr. Ex-Mayor.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fox News commentary.
Democrats' best plan to win over voters of tomorrow was a virtual message from failed candidate Kamala. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Spoiler alert, Democrats still don't know why they lost in 2024 and why their approval rating keeps finding new lows. But they did hold a lackluster event in D.C. over the weekend called the Voters of Tomorrow Summit. The goal was to activate young voters and get Gen Z back in the pocket of the Democrat Party. Featured speakers included Nancy Pelosi, Rep. Ro Khanna, and even a virtual 2-minute pre-recorded message from none other than the big loser herself, Kamala Harris. Now, you'd think, given it was pre-taped and virtual, lasting only a couple minutes, she couldn't have screwed it up that badly, but you'd be wrong. True to her signature style, the message was a rambling, idealistic word salad of shallow and uninspiring nothingness. And the worst of all for Democrats, Kamala vowed to stay in the fight. Does that mean she's running again? Best of luck. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some sun today and some scattered showers and storms developing as well, especially in the afternoon hours. High temperature readings will stay up in the mid-80s. For tonight, scattered shower and storm chances mainly before midnight. Temperatures drop into the mid-50s in Bozeman, around 60 in Billings. The outlook for Wednesday calls for some sun along with some more afternoon showers and storms. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
The Blue Angels and the purple-haired protesters in Seattle. Oh, yeah, I heard about it. Everybody was asking us if we had heard about this stupid billboard by these wackos in Seattle protesting the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels. Well, thankfully, Montana is not like Seattle, and we are so excited to have the Blue Angels back in Montana. 2026, America's 250th. So excited.
8,000. Or visit us at AdvantageGold.com. Past performance may vary. Consult your financial or tax advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Now, you guys remind me, speaking of Bozeman, in the 8 o'clock hour when John Jackson's with us, remind me to share the Bozeman casino story about a bunch of illegal aliens apparently in a casino in Bozeman. This is a hilarious story. Oh, John's going to love this one. All right, but speaking of Bozeman, former mayor, the ex-mayor on X, the ex-mayor of Bozeman, Jeff Krause, hopefully he was able to stick with us here. So if you were mayor right now, what would you be doing, Mr. Ex-mayor?
I would be losing a lot of 1-4 votes.
What if you were a mayor that actually had power, veto power? You could force them to do the right thing.
Well, we wouldn't be flying. We wouldn't be making these. We wouldn't be making this statement. But I think we would be addressing what it means to live in Bozeman, Montana, and it's not just Bozeman. You know, we're not Bozeman, the United States, like Butte, America. We're Bozeman, Montana, supposedly. And I, you know, I would try to find the community underneath everything that's going on here. I think that's the biggest thing for me. The, you know, taking these kinds of stands and responding to 50 or 75 people who show up and make a lot of noise at a commission meeting, that is not digging into the what's really going on. The biggest thing about what has happened is, the community no longer trusts the commission. The community no longer thinks the commission is acting in their best interest. We had that city manager Jeff, I can't think of what his name is, who had to resign after running his mouth.
The guy who was close to getting his FU money and turned down $500,000 a year in Austin, Texas or something, right? Yeah, that guy.
Since then, I think we've just been, this town has just cracked open. There's been a lot of division going on and a lot of mistrust. And I think I would aggressively go out to the community and, well, right after that city manager thing happened, I would have dropped everything else and prioritized trying to get the community back together again because we're cracked like a nut. And you know, when we're in Montana, you make a good point about the legislature speaks and, you know, the old joke about no matter where you are in Bozeman, you're only 20 minutes from Montana. It might be 30 minutes now. it seems like we just took
because of the slow speed limit.
Make sure we emphasize that. You know what I mean? We did it one more time to say, hey, we're not like the rest of the state. And I've never thought that way. You know, I don't want to change Montana. I want Montana to be what it was when I got here 50 years ago. And
that's such a good point that you just made about what they're doing is figuring out ways to divide us. Not, you know, because when I threw out the question, what would you do if you were mayor right now? Well, on housing policy, I'd do this. Well, on growth, I'd do well on this. And it's like, no, you hit the nail on the head with the bigger picture here, which is I would focus on that which unites us. These guys are focused on dividing us. I would focus on that which unites us. I mean, like, I think of Danny Tenenbaum, a former Democrat legislator out of Missoula. He's looked at, you know, demographics. We need more young people. We need more housing. And he's worked with Republicans to figure out, you know, what can unite us on those issues. You know, Ellie Boldman, I mean, she's pretty far left, but she likes to do that from time to time as well. And so, yeah, what a great point about, you know, you could have actual leadership in Bozeman that focuses on that which unites us instead of that which divides us. Great point. 20 seconds to go. What else do you want to share here, Mr. Ex-Mayor?
Just that you had mentioned Mr. Cotton, and even though we might not agree on a few things, I think for the most part, you know, we look at freeing up people to create jobs. I think cities exist because they facilitate the wealth creation and commerce, and that's how cities prosper.
Yeah, and the delivery of infrastructure and everything, yeah. Speaking of Kendall Cotton, I'll share his words next hour as well. Thanks so much for that.
A message from FireSafe Montana. A process called wildfire scoring may be used to determine the insurability of your property. Your home may be insurable today, but it might not be in the future. If building a new home, check with your insurance agent to determine if they will insure it, how that score was determined, and what the cost will be. And remember, wildfires can happen inside the city limits. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals help fuel my love for acting. When people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.